Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. This is Thanksgiving Eve, and I have with me our good friend Melody Cederstrom. Melody, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
I want to read a poem, okay? It's best Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is here, so our minds have turned to what time has taught us to what we've learned. We often focus all our thought on shiny things we've shopped and bought. We take our pleasure in material things, forgetting the pleasures that friendship brings. If a lot of our stuff just vanished today, we'd see the foundation of each happy day. In special relationships, constant and true, and that's when our thoughts go directly to you. We wish you a Thanksgiving you'll never forget, full of love and joy, your best one yet. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Melody, and everybody out there.
Well, thank you, Beth. That's a lovely poem. And, you know, you better be careful. I tear up real easy.
Oh. And you have family. You're with family this week.
Yes.
And I
correct.
Have two. Mine were, you know, I usually make my coffee when I get into the office, but one of my sons was already up and at him, which is unusual, had the coffee rolling for me, and I said, well, I'll just drink a cup before I go then. So that was kind of
well,
nice.
You taught him well.
They know their mama has to have her coffee.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I want to, before we get into the crust of business here, I want to share something with you. When I was a kid, we never bought our school lunches. Not when I was in grade school, anyway. But we were allowed to buy school lunch during the Thanksgiving season or Christmas when they had turkey and gravy and dressing and all that good stuff. But I have an article here from the Daily Signal. And the kids are not happy with the school lunches. And, of course, you know what's been going on with the school lunches. And they're showing, they've actually taken pictures and they're showing, and they've got some not very kind things to say to Michelle Obama about their school lunches. And it's all done with a hashtag thanks, Michelle Obama. And the kids, I mean, it's just, I'll put it on Facebook so people can see it and on my blog. But it's comical, but it's sad at the same time because she thinks she's going to help these kids overcome obesity. Well, they don't eat anything at school, and they throw that lunch away because it's so nasty. One of them said that the apple makes up for that unrecognizable mush that's sitting on there that they didn't know what it was. And so they throw their lunch away, and then they go home, and they just dive into snack. And you know how it is when you thought you've done a good job not eating that day, and then you go home and you just binge.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, not good for us. But I thought, you know, I remember the Thanksgiving and the Christmas lunches because that was when I got to buy lunch.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the time I took my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But
we were fortunate enough. We lived close enough to the school where, you know, we walked home for lunch.
Oh, yeah. I had some kids that did that where I went to school.
Mm-hmm. So we never had to buy lunches, and you're right. They, until you got into the junior high, really high school, before there was a lunchroom and so forth. But, and I don't even remember what they used to serve, but it was always better to bring your own lunch. I mean, it wasn't that, it was kind of like hospital food. But
yes.
The problem, you know, they can't address the true problem, I believe, of obesity is because a lot of the ingredients that are in these, in the food. And I believe they're highly addictive. They're highly, and it's very easy. And, yes, we can go into the exercise and the games and the computers and all that kind of thing, and you know, parents should share a certain responsibility of getting their kids out and playing and so forth. But it is a different time. But I do believe the ingredients in these foods, is a big part of the problem.
The ingredients and the fast food and the convenience
yes.
food, which is has a lot to do with the other ingredients, has a lot to do with it. And kids are not as active as they used to be. Not all of them. They sit in front of the TV. That's their babysitter. So many times both parents are working. And, you know, I got up this morning to get to come to work. And one of the grandchildren was up at that time. And they don't have a dog. But right now they have a dog that they're babysitting. And they're going to pass it along. It was a stray that they've taken in off of their other grandparents' farm. And I've got a niece that's going to come down on Friday, and she's adopting this puppy. And so he's kind of taking care of this dog. He took it outside, gave it a walk, gave it some food. And so he's up with the dog. And, you know, it was just kind of nice. But those kids, my grandkids, they run around all the time. And they're little skinny things, and they eat healthy. They eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
but they, you know, it is a lot. Like you said, it's the ingredients, and I think it's that fast food and that fast-paced life. We have
and we have this fast-paced life is and I'm going to bring it back to our economy. Households have been forced that both parents need to work.
Mm-hmm.
And why do they need to work? Because their dollar doesn't purchase the same amount as it did so many years ago. They need to double that income in order to basically, you know, to have a, you know, get these kids through school and college and so forth. So they split the parents. They've taken the mother out of the home. And my mother worked, but she didn't have to. You know, she worked part-time. I mean, you know, and it wasn't really until we were older that this had occurred. So it's, you know, different times, but it does come back to our economy. And it comes back to our fiat currency. And it comes back to, I believe, part of the agenda in order to have the families broken up. And the obesity for this children, I believe, is a symptom of that.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And now, I said that when I was in grade school and junior high, we didn't purchase lunches. But then we moved from the city down to the country. And Mom actually went to work when we got down here, not necessarily because she needed to, although I think they kind of did need the money when we moved and such. But she was a registered nurse, and she kept her license up, and they called her to work in Jefferson City, and she went to work on the night shift as a supervising nurse. And, you know, Dad said, well, those lunches don't cost that much. Just buy their lunches. So we started buying our lunches then. And that was a different lunch. That was a different lunch lady. I mean, I know they still had probably government subsidies and da-da-da-da-da, but it wasn't – they weren't home meals, but they weren't nasty either.
But there weren't soda machines in the hallway.
No,
there
was not.
Snack and candy bar machines in the hallway. They didn't serve pizza. They didn't serve, they were meals.
Pizza,
good,
I thought, was
healthy,
a staple.
Balanced meals.
Yes.
And it's one thing when a mother goes to work when kids are a little bit older. It's a little bit different when they're, you know,
little.
6, 7, 8 years old and an older sibling is taking care of them. And because they do rely on the television as a babysitter, and they do rely on snacks and fast foods, more than when they're younger than when they're older. So
mine knew how to work that microwave, and I bought convenience food for them. But they also knew how to fry an egg and make a grilled cheese sandwich and those kind of things, and a can of soup. They learned, and they enjoy cooking now. Now, when we come back, we're going into that break. I have your newsletter with me, and I was reading the very first article. I didn't get very far. With Alfred Adask, Unbelievable Trust, and he's quoted Mr. Paul and that, and I thought we'd just talk about that fiat money and the trust and when it's going to cave when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You can visit Melody's website by going to www.dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Just talk to her right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSE Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. And we're looking at her newsletter. You can anybody can download your newsletter by going to your website, can't they?
That is correct.
And that's just www.dgscoins.com. And it's always packed full of great information. Alfred does a great job for you, by the way. The others do, too, but he does a great job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, he does.
And
that's why we got him.
That's what you got him for. No brag, just fact. Well, his title here, Unbelievable Trust. And I'm going to quote Ron Paul in this. He's now we have that strange phenomenon of this unbelievable trust in the U.S. dollar. This could only happen because our country is, and he's got in quotes, still wealthy. But a lot of the wealth is superficial because it's based on debt. So the people are going to be really shocked when the hit finally comes, because this economy has existed for so long and longer than any paper currency before it. It has. We've kind of stretched it out, haven't we, Melody? But it can't last forever in this condition.
No, absolutely not. I mean, when you have a fiat currency, it falls because of a reduced usage and, of course, a reduced faith, confidence in that particular currency and system. It will collapse on the weight of its own debt. because there's a debt that can't be paid. But the key that keeps a fiat currency going is truly confidence. And the article does talk about, you know, it's people have just become accustomed to using the dollar so much. It's not necessarily that they have to. It's just, you know, if you're used to doing something for a long period of time, normally you will keep using it until it fails you. And so we'll probably see that actually happening, and the reason that the dollar has still been able to survive. Confidence is a big play, and when you look at the confidence today, there was the U.S. consumer sentiment was released by the University of Michigan, and it rose to 88.8 in November from 86.9 in October. I mean, that's a new seven-year high. And certainly, people are puzzled. I'm puzzled how people can be so confident, but they relay that confidence. It ties strictly to the stock market. The stock market has been hitting all records, you know, both the Dow and the S&P, and you soon will have the NASDAQ hitting their old high of 5,000, I'm sure, before it probably goes to the downside. So you get this mixed picture. You have the consumers going into this holiday season. We know that the U.S. consumer is not back to where we were in 2007, but yet this consumer, their confidence is at a seven-year high back to 2007 before the recession. So it doesn't make sense, but yet people lock in the economy and everything is going to be better because the stock market is better, and that is the confidence. And without that confidence, the system doesn't exist. It would drop very quickly. And consumers said that they were likely to spend on big-ticket items like appliances and cars more than at any time since the recession began. That's only because they can get loans. They can't use their own credit cards. They don't have any money to go out and buy little items. They have to buy these big ticket items because that's where they get financed. You know, and it's back to these subprime loans and auto loans and, you know, some of these other consumer loans. So things are not better. But going back to the article, confidence is a major player, and it keeps the systems going.
Well, and he even goes back in the history, you know, back in after World War II, and you know, that's when we really, this nation really kind of was the only one that came out of that smelling like a rose, so to speak, financially.
Well, yeah, because they took us off the gold standard, and they were able to create all these programs, all these social programs to make it so. You know, they were able to print. There was no accountability to what government could spend, and government grew. And, you know, welcome in the New World Order and the fiat currency. And because with a fiat currency, you can do these things. It gives you the illusion that everyone is out, and certainly there was a boom. I mean, certainly we did see... you know,
well, back then it was backed by the gold, and then they changed it later. But back then it was backed by the gold, so it did have some standard. It had some substantiation, you know. But now it's nothing.
No, it's not. Well, they took the domestic off of the gold standard where they confiscated gold in 1933, and that was how the U.S. was able to. I mean, Nixon closed the gold standard to international payments, but when they confiscated the gold in 1933, it allowed the government to create all these social programs and to get us out of the Depression. And certainly that has helped. That was how we were able to fund the wars. That's how we were able to, you know, to fund the growth that we've seen.
Right. And it, but now it's I don't know, we're still seeing those social programs. We're still seeing all these things growing, but they just keep printing the money. It's kind of like, you know, like you got Monopoly money. I can keep playing this game, just open another board and I'll take some more money out of that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not based on anything but debt. And certainly, you know, this, I believe, you know, it could collapse just under the severe weight of the debt. We have a debt that's too, you know, too great to be paid. And I mean, when you look at, I mean, the money is not there. I mean, certainly we have trillions of dollars sitting in a lot of these pension funds and retirement accounts. And, and I do believe they will be tinkered with. They're certainly not going to allow people to walk away with their hard-earned money if they can get their hands on it. And it might be able to sustain their programs for a little bit longer, but, you know, that'll run out also. So there's a lot of games being played domestically, internationally, in order to keep the system going. Everybody has played a part into it. I do believe it's been a long-time agenda that has been created, and certainly when the timing is right, I do believe they will collapse the system so they can finish ushering in their new system.
That's crazy. It's just crazy. But we know that's what's going to happen. We know it's on the brink. You know, something else, Melody, the economy affects everything. Or maybe everything affects the economy. Maybe it works both ways. But I have been telling my listeners, and I don't know if you've seen this, but I've been telling my listeners, watch out, because once we have these distractions, something else is about to happen. Well, here we have it. In the time for Thanksgiving, and while everybody's watching Ferguson, Obama White House serves up 3,400 new regulations, and it is going to devastate, again, the economy.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been reports now that you can see, and I saw the headline today, and in fact, I was going to try to put it into the newsletter this weekend about how these illegal immigrants that he, you know, did the executive order for, companies will receive a $3,000 credit if they hire them. And they won't have to sign up for, they won't have to put them under the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, all this little stuff is now going to be coming out, and it's not good for the economy. And you're right, these regulations and that are going to be signed off, and where's all these voices that, you know, thought we'd hear after the elections? Well, they're all on holiday, so things don't change. We have, you know, the government is funded until December 11th, and we haven't heard a peep out of that.
No, we haven't.
No, and so you're right. Distractions are very important in order to keep the system going. The biggest distraction we have now is Wall Street. You know, Wall Street funds. You know. I believe Wall Street has funded the destruction of this country. And by looking at the consumer confidence released by the University of Michigan, it shows you that people just relate to this, to our economy, is what the stock markets are doing. And it's just not here. It's worldwide. You look at these worldwide exchanges. You look at European exchanges and so forth. I mean, you have Japan going into recession. I mean, their market's been hit, but it turns around. I mean, Europe, you know, he's talking about, oh, wow, we're here ready to do all this quantitative easing, and it brought their stock markets right back up to where they were before they had a little bit of crash. So it's really bizarre in my view, in my mind. It's bizarre that it's like you want to shake people.
Wake up. Yeah, we're going into a break. There was something else in this article regarding these. I mean, it gives all kinds of statistics of what it's going to cost businesses and what it's going to cost the people. And I want to look at that just a little bit briefly when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cederstrom. You can go to her website by just going to www.bgscoins.com or give us a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Tembe Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Tembe Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Tembe Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Tembe Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Tembe Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Tembe Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Tembe Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Tembe Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
Return. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by simply going to www.dgscoins.com or give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. I think people are listening today while they're rolling out their dough and getting things ready for their meal tomorrow, and that's okay.
Because
I'm going to go home and do that here shortly. But this in this article, it gives how much these new regulations are going to cost the people, and there's numerous ones, so I'm not going to read all of them, but it says the Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to issue a final rule on coal ash residue and expected that on December 19th with compliance that will cost $20 billion. Now, you go into this, and the reason I thought this was kind of comical was a comment you made about them all being on vacation right now. We think they're going to do all this stuff, and of course they're not. And here's a comment. It says, It's time for more listening and less job-destroying red tape, Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky said. Easing the burden created by EPA regulations will continue to be my priority in the new Congress. And I thought, really? It's going to continue, is it? Because how good have they done so far?
He's going to continue to do bad.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
I see your mouth moving, but I can't hear a word.
And it's true. I mean, and I can't remember. I think it was the NDAA where, you know, he was against it, and then all of a sudden his state got a whole bunch of money in order to build some sort of bridge or to finish a bridge or something. And then all of a sudden he voted yes on, and I'm not sure if it was one of those big bills. And, I mean, you know, it's, you know, I'm glad, you know, the state, you know, was helped. But on the other hand, while these politicians are helping their states, they're destroying the country. And it's really got to stop. But I'm sure it will. But unfortunately, it's not going to be stopped by choice. It's going to be stopped because, you know, again, the system will just collapse on its own. And as this continues, we continue to lose our freedoms and our liberties and our rights, and makes it more and more difficult for people to work and provide a living. Every day I talk with tons of people who say, Melanie, I'm working and I'm working and I'm working, and I was better off financially 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He says, I don't understand. I'm busier, but I can't buy what I bought 10 years ago. And it's heard throughout this country. And it's, you're going to continue to see it.
Right. We have some callers here. We've got TJ from Minnesota. TJ, how are you today?
Well, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, sir.
Say, Melody, you probably recognize my voice. We've talked in the years past. I got to confirm today if it's Melody, like a musical tune, or Melanie. Help me out here.
It's a D. Melody, like the music.
Okay, very good. Now, Melody, I'm an old man, and I know a little about the value of guns, gold, lead, and groceries. And I also know that it's very difficult to get an honest conversion rate on gold and silver, like down in the state of Iowa. I don't know. You can't do it there. I've got a couple places in Minnesota. What I need is your help, Melody. I've got a family member in the Kansas City area that has need to convert some gold to fiat. Do you have any point of contact there, or should I call you? I've still got a toll-free number for you, Melody, at 375-4188. Is that good?
Yes.
That is good. And certainly lots of times your local dealers, your local coin dealers, I mean, they have their little niche, and they usually don't pay as much as what we can pay because we're actually selling it right back into the market if we don't have customers for it. So, you know, and we deal nationally instead of just locally, so usually we can offer a little bit more than the folks who have the local corner coin store. So absolutely give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to help them out.
But then we have to ship coinage to you. You're in Pennsylvania, right, or somewhere?
That is correct. You would have to ship the product. That is correct.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how much product or...
We're just talking about a Canadian maple leaf, but that should be worth $1,000 anywhere to an honest broker today.
Absolutely. It would be spot price, so, you know, you're looking closer to $1,200, so... Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I may give you a call, but it might not be till next week, but have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see y'all.
All right. Thank you, TJ. We appreciate it.
Thank you, TJ.
We have Mike from Florida. Mike, how are you doing today?
Melody, I wish you all a real good Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. We wish you that, too. Melody, Mike is one of our vets that calls in and listens to the show.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
We appreciate
you're fantastic.
We appreciate you, Mike. You kind of caught us girls off guard there.
My cell tower down here, so, you know. But I just wanted to call in, Beth, and wish everybody out there a real good, safe Thanksgiving and everything like that.
Thank you. We wish you the same thing, Mike. Appreciate it so much.
All right, my dear. You take care, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I want to remind the listeners, too, Melody, we have a special show tomorrow that is actually my listeners. We recorded it last week on Friday, and they all called in giving their what they were thankful for. And it ended up a very thoughtful show, a very thankful show, very gracious show. And I had my son, one of my sons, I have five of them, had one of them sit in here with me. He's happens to be my pastor as well, and he shared some scriptures on being thankful, and we just had a good show. And so I want to remind everybody to turn that on while you're cooking or while you're sitting with your family and listen to what you're thankful for, and maybe have them chime in as to what they're thankful for.
You know, what a wonderful idea, Beth, because oftentimes on our radio program, I always try to go perhaps in that direction to hear what people are thankful for and to share what we're thankful for. But you start doing a program when it's live and you end up, you know, going with, you know, the news and so forth. And to have a record, what a wonderful idea.
Well, we just, usually my Fridays, we call them free for all. And that's when my listeners get to call and talk about whatever they want, pretty much. But this week, we called it Faithful and Thankful Friday. And so they were to keep it to that particular topic. And I don't think we strayed too bad. We kept it that direction. And I thought, well, that's just perfect to do. And that way it'd be them. It's them doing the show, not me. It's
exactly.
Them. And, you know, I'm kind of like their mom. I feel like I'm their mom, their sister, the girl next door. And I wanted to include them in my Thanksgiving. And so I did that. And I thought it turned out real well. And I'm real proud of my listeners, real proud of them.
Yes, yes. We have wonderful listeners, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why I'm so blessed and thankful. Because God has put so many good people into my life and the listeners and my clients and you, sometimes I just, it overwhelms me because I think, well, what did I do to deserve all that?
Well, none of us thankful. We're thankful we don't get what we deserve. We're thankful for that grace and that mercy that
absolutely.
We have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. I have with me today Melody Cedarstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com, or you can call her right here, right now, and visit with her, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting with our good friend Melody Cederstrom, and we both got family in, and we'll soon be back with them. I have a few things to do here in the office before I can head home and start in on the cooking, but they volunteered to do some helping, so I think I'm going to have some help, and that's okay, too. And it's always a lot of fun. Sometimes it can get hairy with all the women in the kitchen, but usually it's just a lot of fun.
All those cooks, what was that old saying? All those cooks.
Too many cooks spoil the stew. I've got great daughter-in-laws, though. They do a great job for me. They help out. And, you know, as long as they wash the dishes, I'm good. I think I sent them to pick up a lot of paper plates. I said, we will use real dishes tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but the rest of the weekend, it's all going to be paper. So
that's why they were created.
That's exactly why. That's exactly. Anyway, what's going on now? Do you have a special to tell us about this week?
Yes, and folks can always add on to these specials and so forth. This is strictly a silver special, but I do want to remind the listeners, if you want a small piece of gold, make sure you go with a small gold coin. You get more gold for your dollars, and folks, that's what it's all about. You can afford it. I don't think there's any advantage in buying any type of a gram gold piece. It's just not recognizable, not acceptable. Nobody knows what it is, so you want to... And you pay more for it also. So why wouldn't you want to get more gold for your hard-earned money? And the same thing goes with silver. If all you can afford is a small gram, well, maybe you should be buying silver. There's options open to you no matter what you look to put into the market. So our special today, we have three different items for this package. We have 20 Morgan silver dollars. They're pre-1921s. They're circulated, but very, very nice coins. We have 2014 is the year of 1 ounce silver eagles. You have a tube of those, which contains 20 coins. And for 90% silver, we have a mixed bag. The items, the coins are of our choice, $20 face value. So if you buy all three, and this includes your shipping costs, if you include all three items, it comes to $1,195.
Wow.
You can add multiple specials, or if you say, well, I don't want the 90% silver, I just want the Morgans or the Silver Eagles, we can break that out for you also. So we'll work with you any way possible with the numbers, and the shipping is included in these prices. So it's a great little silver package. It gives you a little bit of diversification in your silver, and the 90% silver is great. It's still spendable in an extreme emergency for purchasing. You have your 1 ounce silver eagles, very defined. 1 ounce silver coins, you get 20 of those. And of course, the older Morgan silver dollars, they are not mass produced. Their premiums have really stayed nice with this big drop that we've seen in silver. They weren't that affected in price. So it's a great little package.
And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, okay, if you wanted to give silver coins out for Christmas, this is a great bargain. You get quite a few coins there for the $1,100, and what a value you're giving away.
You certainly are. And again, if they wanted to change it out, and you know, here you get, you know, it's a great tool for education. You get the modern issue coins, the old silver dollars for comparisons and when money was real, and of course the 90% silver, to which was up and including 1964, had silver in the coin. So it's a great educational tool. And you'd be surprised, young folks today, they're interested in it because it's different. And I remember as a kid, we put together pennies and dimes and, you know, books and nickels and so forth. And you'd be surprised that young children today are very open to understanding, and they like collecting.
We liked the buffalo head nickels is what we collected when I was a kid. We thought we really had something. And the wheat pennies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so those were, that was as far as I got with the pennies and the nickels. You went a little bit farther than I did.
We filled up the little holes with the easy ones to find. But
they didn't seem easy.
Money was a little more tight with our families, and now you could probably walk down, and I walk down the street. If I see a penny on the street, I always pick it up. It's amazing how you see people just walk by money anymore, and it's like, it's just a show of how lost value it has become. So,
yes. It has. And, you know, I still have a jar of pennies, and every now and then I'll sit down and I'll try and sort through my change. I just throw it all in a jar, you know. And every now and then I still look for those wheat pennies. Just, you know, they're really hard to find now. But
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And so this is a great little package, but we do have other coins if people are interested in any type of gifts and so forth. They're looking to purchase.
So let's give the package one more time. It's 20 Morgan silver dollars.
20 Morgan silver dollars. These are the pre-1921, so a lot of the dates will be 1880s and 1890s. You have 20 of the silver eagles, 1 ounce coins. They're dated 2014, and a $20 face value of 90%. Coinage, quarters, dimes, or 50-cent pieces, include shipping for $1,195.
That's just fantastic. That's just a fantastic deal. And like I said, we're going into Christmas, and I'm thinking, I know a lot of people like to give silver, or they like to give coins, and they like to give money, and this would be just perfect.
And what we do, too, if they'd like, I mean, we include shipping to them, but lots of times I have clients that will ship to their children in different states, and we can do that for you, too.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, they just need to give you a call. We're about to run out of time. I'm going to give the office number. Is the office open, Melody?
Now it is.
Okay. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. But it'll be closed tomorrow and Friday, right?
That is correct. Okay. Although I do check messages, and I encourage anyone who wants to make an order, whether they buy the special or not, leave a message. And I do check messages. I'm usually in the office anyway, and I would be more than happy to return your call so we can get prices locked in. So just because we're closed doesn't mean that you can't make an order.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Melody. We are out of time. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family, and remember to share what you're thankful for. Give hugs and kisses, and don't cry too much. Don't cry too much.
We want to. You're
welcome. You're welcome. It's time, folks. Come together this Thanksgiving week. Tell one another how much you love each other and you care, and let's really and truly bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House, only $16.99.